August 16th. Jesus says, when I hear the hypocritical and unreasonable sentence, which is a challenge to charity, wisdom, and justice and a curtain, to conceal their contrary will, audaciously and haughtily, and even vilely contrary to mine, if it is the work of God, God will take care of it, and make it triumph. With a start of holy wrath I would like to come down to earth, and repeat the gesture with which I cleansed the temple of swindlers, thieves, and merchants. I ought to do this. But I am mercy and remain such as long as man is on earth. I wait for their conversion, as long as they have breath. But later, for the obstinate and the tempters of their Lord, and they tempt him, because they know he is excessively good to them, there will be the first and second judgment, and they will know a face of the Lord, that is different from the one against which they hurl the spittle of their provocative sentence. What should I do to take care of the work, and make it triumph? Should I bring into action the tremendous God of Sinai, the God of the times of indignation and severity, and strike them dead in their sin, and their sins, for many are the sins contained in their arrogance towards my will? What else, if not this? Through you, I have provided all the proofs. In you there is no sin of rebelliousness, simulation, or haughtiness. You are the docile victim of their will. You yourself defend their will, for they are the church, from those who would like to trample on it. Because of your crucifixion it is certain that you cannot scrutinize the books of doctors. Because of your cultural background, it is certain that you cannot write those pages. And what else do they want, if this does not suffice for them to say, yes, it is the Spirit of God present here. There is no dogmatic error, there truly is none in the work. If the Spirit has provided lights, lights of grace, to render fully luminous what one school or another has illuminated with a ray in one point over 20 centuries, let them bless God for his grace and not say, but we say something different. Who is wisdom? Is she their servant or queen? But in order not to call themselves rebels out of human pride, to conceal these wounds of theirs, they say, it is up to God. God has acted and acts. But the prince of the world holds sway in this world, whereas the King of Kings reigns in heaven, and, faithful. He is faithful, to the free will he has left to man, to test, reward, or, quite often, condemn him, he does not do violence to their will, but awaits them, and soon, in judgment. They would do well, to meditate on the page in the Gospel where I, the teacher of teachers, incarnate wisdom, word, and truth, say that sins against the Holy Spirit, will not be forgiven. And this truly is a work of the Spirit of God, of the love of the Father and the Son, of the Spirit who knows all truth, and comes to tell it to the men caught in the present whirlwind, or, rather, whirlwinds, so that they can defend themselves from the doctrines of hell. This dictation followed upon the text by Father Cordovani on the need for the knowledge of theology among lay people too, and their request for true and valid theology. He then said to me, you shall tell your and my true friends never to repeat that statement again. They say this without malice. But I am pained all the same. Children of the truth, as they want to be, must either keep silent in this regard, or tell the truth. Jesus cannot triumph with the work, because men do not want this. The truth should be stated in themselves, and with their fellows, not with their enemies, just as I always stated it, even warning the children of the Torah, my apostles and disciples, about the yeast and the sins of the teachers of the Torah, the scribes and Pharisees, including the highest among them, Caiaphas and Annas themselves. Warn them, all, laity and priest, my father's, so that they will not cause me this sorrow. This sorrow? What pain? To see myself, God, frustrated in my will by men or not understood, to the point of being told, you must take care of it. Does no one consider that this, if it is the work of God, he must take care of it as proof of the offensive doubt present in them, and this does not come from God? Don't they consider that they are offending charity towards me by insinuating that God, to persuade them, ought to perform extraordinary works to effect the triumph of those which are already extraordinary, and charity towards you, by insinuating, even unconsciously, that you have either simulated, or had darkness as your teacher? Let them not say so anymore. Ever again. I had been wanting to say this for a long time. Because I see your heart is getting covered with wounds, one for each time the foolish statement is made. But you are now too wounded, soul of mine, for me to go on maintaining silence. Soul of mine, soul of mine, soul of mine. Come and weep here, to be able to go on living. Come to me. Here. and let us weep together, because I once more came to my house, and was not welcomed or recognized, and once more Jerusalem kills her prophets between the temple and the altar. Since men and angels were created, how many perfect works of God have been frustrated or squandered by man? And did they perhaps not come from God, because they did not succeed? On the contrary, precisely because they have come from God, they have been frustrated. I am telling you so, because it is true.